Okay, Lena here with Morning Minutes. This is episode 42, and I just love the chapter we're in. We're in John chapter 11, verse 39 through 57. Hope you're having an awesome morning. I call today's lesson, When Dying is Part of the Plan. Listen, I don't hope for any of you to see your end today, but I believe with all my heart that God wants us to die to self today. So in one way or another, dying has to be part of our day today. So let's look at the verses and draw some applications. Then Jesus, deeply moved again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, by this time there will be an odor, for he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this on account of the people standing around, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The man who had died came out, his hands and feet bound with linen strips, and his face wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." Many of the Jews, therefore, who had come with Mary and had seen what he did, believed in him. But some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done. So the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered the council and said, "What are we to do? For this man performs many signs. If we let him go on like this, everyone will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our place and our nation." But one of them, Caiaphas, who was high priest that year, said to them, "You know nothing at all, nor do you understand that it is better for you that one man should die for the people, not that the whole nation should perish." He did not say this of his own accord, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus would die for the nation, and not for the nation only, but also to gather into one the children of God who are scattered abroad. So from that day on, they made plans to put him to death. Jesus therefore no longer walked openly among the Jews, but went from there to the region near the wilderness, to a town called Ephraim, and there he stayed with the disciples. Now the Passover of Jews was at hand, and many went up from the country to Jerusalem before the Passover to purify themselves. They were looking for Jesus, and they saying to one another as they stood in the temple, "What do you think, that he will not come to the feast at all?" Now the chief priests and the Pharisees had given orders that if anyone knew where he was, he should let them know so that they might arrest him. We are coming into the final week of the life of Jesus soon, but in the meantime, Lazarus is raised from the dead, and we see something very obvious, that sometimes dying is part of the plan. So let me give you 3 application points here, and I hope you enjoy when I read a big section, because it gets you in the Word, and God's Word is so valuable and precious. We need to hear it and have it flow over us. Number one, though, some thoughts. Sometimes death must happen for a resurrection to take place. Listen to me. Sometimes we ask for a healing, but God is planning a resurrection. And some things must die before you see new life. And by the way, some things must die and stay dead, like your disbelief, like certain areas of sin in your life. But there are some things that can only be spoken back into life by God. And many of us understand that relationally. I think that's the easiest way to understand that. Or sometimes in the workplace with finances, sometimes you have to make a decision to go through a death in order to see a resurrection come to life. And certainly when God teaches us to die to self, and Christ tells us to die, to crucify ourselves daily, there's a life that happens only when we are willing to die to our dreams, our ambitions, our own desires, and say, "God, you step in and do what you want." And had Lazarus not died, we would have never seen Jesus resurrect him. So that is meant to encourage you today. Sometimes death must happen for a resurrection to take place. And who knows if the death that you've gone through recently is not just a means for a resurrection to take place. Number two, sometimes faith must act for a resurrection to take place. Listen, sometimes faith must act for a resurrection to take place. When Jesus came to the tomb, he said to the people, "Take away the stone." Martha was appalled, even though she had claimed to believe. Now, when asked to put into action her belief, she caved and said, "Dude, my brother's been dead. Are you crazy?" Paraphrase. But sometimes a simple act of obedience will open up a tomb and bring about life. And so I wonder today, maybe you are at a point where all Jesus is asking is for you to take a step of faith and obey him in a certain area, and that will be the means for you to see his resurrection. So when God tells you to do something, do it, even if it sounds risky. Even if it sounds crazy, if it's coming from the Lord and it's consistent with his word and way and character, listen to me, Take a step of faith, even if it doesn't make sense. When God promises you his glory, believe it. He will speak life into what's dead in your life. You just do what he's asking you to do. My favorite verse in scripture, really, honestly, one of my top five verses that God has used to bless me and encourage me and remind me and teach me and grow my faith is verse 40. Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? I'm telling you, too often we live in fear. We don't do what he wants us to do because we're afraid of the consequences. We are afraid we'll look silly if we move the stone and nothing changes. Listen to me, you move that stone, you do it, and you take his word. If you believe him and you act in that faith, you will see the glory of God. And I wonder if you're not seeing God's glory because you're refusing to believe the things that he's asking you to do. So, number three, sometimes one has to die for all to live. Remember, we're talking about when dying is part of the plan. It is fascinating that Caiaphas, fascinating and prophetic and God ordained that Caiaphas would say this. Nor do you understand that it is better for you that one man should die for the people than the whole nation should perish. And that he was basically prophesying the death of Christ that was to come in the days ahead. And isn't that what salvation is? That one died for all and therefore all have life. And today, Jesus, be reminded that Jesus's death was not an accident. That his death was always part of the Father's plan. And Jesus knew it and he came to earth in order to die. But the good news, Jesus's death, it was the means to his resurrection, and his death is your resurrection. Because he died, you and I can live. That is awesome news today. We have life because he died. Today, nothing can touch us because our soul are alive forevermore. Hey, it is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. Enjoy today. Pray over those areas in your life that look dead. Do what God wants you to do, and I'll catch you again tomorrow.